Nice job. Okay. Bless your hearts. Please be seated. Oh, my goodness. Woo! What a fellowship. What a joy divine. Yeah, we're just starting here. Well, this morning I want to share a principle with you that makes all the difference for you to realize or have fulfillment in goals that you've set, dreams that you may have. This principle is very key. And if you skip this one, you will not see the results of any desires, any goals, any plans that you've made. So I want to share this with you because I believe it'll bless you and help you see great results in your life. We all want to see results, right? So many wonderful promises in the Word of God. God wants us to be blessed. He wants us to prosper, be in health. He wants us to be the very best. So to illustrate this principle, I want to share with you a little personal goal that I have. And it's a physical goal. It's working out at the gym. And you know those stationary bikes? You ever been on those things? They don't go too far, but after 25 minutes, you know you've been somewhere. Your muscles are feeling it. My goal is 25 minutes riding 70 RPMs, whatever that is. And that's a number I see that I want to go maintain. And at the level 9, now some of you might know what I'm talking about. But so you start out, right? You get on the bike, you're ready to go, and you're going 5 minutes. Oh, my gosh. I can't wait till this is over. I don't know if I can make it. And I'm pedaling and pedaling. 10 minutes goes by. I still got 15 minutes to go. Oh, can I make it? Can I make it? Well, the key for us, or for me anyway, in this situation, so I stay the course. Stay the course. That is so key in anything we do. If we're going to see results, we set goals, we have to stay the course. If we don't, we will not see the results. And this is so true in every aspect of life, isn't it? In the business world, man, they set up goals in a business, and if they don't stay the course, they're not going to see the benefit of having that business. Relationships, marriages, stay the course, right? Yeah, stay the course. Athletics, we see that really big, don't we? Got to stay the course. You know, the team's behind, still got a couple more quarters to go. Let's stay the course. Let's keep moving. Let's go with the goal that we have. Now, of course, the Bible, which I think some of you are interested in the Bible. Is that true? Maybe that's why you're here. The Bible shows this time and time again. And so a couple illustrations. Adam and Eve. You know, those guys, they could run around in this beautiful garden naked and having a great old time. And but there was one thing God said, don't do. So what did they do? They did it. They messed up. They didn't stay the course on what God had called them to do. So what about Moses coming out of Egypt? Normally, it would take maybe a few months from Egypt to the Promised Land. It's not that far. How long did it take them? 40 years, because they were arguing and fighting against each other. God needed a whole new generation that would believe, staying the course to make it all the way to the Promised Land. What about David? Oh my goodness, David, when he was called to be a king, what happened? Was he made king right away and he had it made? No. He went through a lot of headaches. And if he wouldn't stay the course, put up with Saul chasing him around, he never would have been king. Never would have been king. So, as we start something, As we set goals, as God works in us, we need to stay the course. We need to stay the course. And if we fall, what do we do? Oh, I can't do this anymore. I'll never make it. No. We get right back up, don't we? We get right back up. And I want to share with you a wonderful sharing by Wayne Clapp in a teaching he did. And he talks about, when I fall, I shall arise. So let me share this with you. There may be more written about David's sin and shortcomings than anyone else in the Bible. Yet David is the only person in the Bible whom God describes as a man after his own heart. It is not mistakes or stumbling that separates one from God. On the contrary, getting back up and walking again seems to endear one to his heart. It's a quality of a righteous man that when he stumbles, he gets right back up. He shares Proverbs 24:16, "For a just man falleth seven times and rises up again." Psalms 37:23-24, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand." We just develop the mindset that even if we fall, we are going to get back up. Nothing is going to stop us. Our confession should be like Micah's, Micah 7:8. "Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy, when I fall, I shall rise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me." David never let his mistakes become permanent setbacks. Psalms records so much of his heart and concern for the things of God. We see him going to God at the height of elation and in the depth of despair. Yeah, pretty neat, huh? Now, I think perhaps the greatest example of course is God Almighty. God Almighty. Think about it. Here he has Adam and Eve. "Don't eat of this tree. Have a great time. Don't eat of the tree, though. You shall surely die." What happened? They died. They lost that spiritual connection. Now, did God give up? No. God continued to move. He held on to what he promised he was going to do. And so all through the Bible, we see God working mightily to bring back that opportunity that man could be born again, could have that spirit permanently because he stayed the course, right? God stayed the course through thousands of years. Amazing. What about us in our life? How we live our life before our Heavenly Father. Are we staying the course? That's our challenge, isn't it? Staying the course. Let's take a look at some scriptures along these lines. Second Timothy 3:14. And we've got some slides on these. "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them." Verse 15. "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." Continue. Stay put. Stay the course in the things that you've learned and been assured of. Has the scriptures made sense to you? Are you born again of God's Spirit? Is it real? Is it true? Is Christ coming back? Are you filled with the gift of Holy Spirit? Has God called you to a mighty calling? Yes! Continue in those things. This is to Timothy. things were getting kind of bad. And when this was written for Timothy, Timothy was to rise up and follow Paul in a leadership position. And he reminded Timothy, you got to stay put on the scriptures. That's what makes the difference. You remember when you first got born again? When you first saw how the word fit? You got a little excited, I would think. Yeah. Yeah, we need to stay excited. Stay excited about what God has done for you. Hebrews 12:1. Let's take a look at Hebrews 12:1. We've got a slide on that one. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Now the previous chapter, chapter 11 in Hebrews, is all about these wonderful believers, right? That believe God. So this here, chapter 12, verse 1, talking about that we are surrounded by all these great believers. So what should we do? Let's get rid of anything that holds us back. Let's get rid of things that are going to be a weight in the things that God has called us to be. Let's run with patience or endurance the race that is set before you. Have you ever participated in a foot race? Some of you have done that. I remember my first race. I was a sophomore in high school. I was running the 440. That's one time around the track. And if I would have known what it took to run this race, I would have picked running the mile or the 100. Because when you run the 440, you're pretty much sprinting the whole way. So off we go. Boom, boom, boom. Halfway around, my legs were just as heavy as could be. I didn't know I could make it. But you push, right? Because there's a finish line. And so you never give up. Never give up. You stay the course. I finished that race. I came in third or fourth, but but I finished the race. I did. I stayed the course. Now here for us as believers, what's the encouragement? Verse 2. Where's our finish line? Who are we looking to on our finish line? Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, our believing, who for the what? Joy that was set before him, he what? Endured the cross. Unbelievable, but believable, because he did it. He did it. Man, Jesus Christ stayed the course in what God called him to do, didn't he? Praise the Lord. If he wouldn't have, you and I would not have the redemption, the salvation that we have today. Wow. He stayed the course. For the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. He made it to the finish line. Well, let's go to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 and 36. It encourages us not to cast away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Are you confident of the things of God? Are you confident what God has called you to do? That's a big deal. You know, we renew our mind to who we are in Christ so that we can rise up and stay the course in what God has called us to do. Our Heavenly Father has set it up for us to succeed and to be successful. It's up to us to have the confidence and to stay the course to see it come to pass. Verse 36, for you have need of what? Patience. And that word is endurance. Endurance. Boy, I was running that 440 and I just had to stay with it. I had to stay with it. I couldn't give up. I had to stay with it. I had to have that endurance to finish the race. And here in this verse, you need to have endurance that after that you've done the will of God, receive what? The promise of God. Amen. Well, the last verse I want to share with you is in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. And what this says here is pretty phenomenal. Verse 6 here in Philippians chapter 1, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you, wait a minute, being confident of this very thing, he which has done a good work in you. Has somebody done a good work in you? Has God done a good work in you? He has given you Holy Spirit, right? He has given you a calling. He's put you in the family. He has called you to be more than conquerors. He's called you to be ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, God has called each and every believer to participate in the family of God and the things of God. So this is a big deal. Be confident of this very thing which he has begun a good work in you. He will perform it. He will perform it. When will he stop performing it? Until the day of Jesus Christ. Then we'll be up all together with him when Christ comes back. God wants you to perform. He's going to perform in you. He's going to work mightily in you. Are you confident of that? I don't know if God really is going to wants me to do this. I don't know if God really works in my... No, he does. You're his child. You're born again of his spirit. He wants you to be successful more than you want to be successful. So we got to be confident of this very thing. He which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. God is going to stay the course for you. He will. God will stay the course so that you can realize the great results of your walk with him. The calling that he's called you to do, he's going to stay the course with you. He has given us all these great resources, great power, 9 manifestations. You think he's just going to, okay, here you go, kids, and turn his back? No, he's going to work with you. You know, we've got some kids back here playing with toys, trying to put the block together, right? Is mom going to say, have fun, I'll see you later? And the kids go, oh, I don't know. No, mom's going to be there to help them, right? Build that little castle or whatever it is. God's going to be with us. That's the point. That's the point here. So we can stay the course, right? Stay the course in what God has called you to be and do. Amen?
Amen.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your love and grace in our lives that we can move out with the great power of God that you've given us. That we can do the wonderful, mighty things that you've called us to do. And you've called us to do good works, Father, and we're thankful that we can do them because we're confident in you and we're going to stay the course because you're our Father and you do not lie. All that you've said and done is true and right, and we believe that, and we're thankful, Father, that we can stay the course with you. Thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. All right.